It's Wednesday, June 11th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. The governor and legislative Republicans won't budge on the state budget. Local residents concerned about federal Medicaid cuts met for a town hall meeting on Monday. 2024 was the best year for tourism, with more than 113 million visitors, and the Brewers host Pride Night at tomorrow's game. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. There's been plenty of back and forth between Democrats and Republicans on the next two-year state budget. Governor Tony Evers says Republicans are refusing to agree to meaningful investments in education, child care, and the UW system. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says that's a lie. Evers doesn't agree.
I try not to lie. We are asking for $60 million in special education, and they were at 30. Is 30 better than zero? Of course it is, but it's not enough for school districts to avoid going to referendum every 2 years.
If lawmakers don't pass a new budget by the end of June, current spending levels will continue. Citizen Action of Wisconsin, a grassroots activist group, hosted a town hall meeting in Rice Lake Monday evening to discuss proposed federal cuts to Medicaid. Jeremy Greger, regional organizer for the group, said around two dozen people were at the event concerned about losing access to affordable health care.
One-fifth of Wisconsinites rely on Medicaid to either have, call the health insurance their badger care, or have coverage for people that may have disabilities or need long-term care. So the cuts that are being proposed and have passed the House and are now in the Senate would be pretty devastating.
Wisconsin's Medicaid program covers 1.2 million people and funds family care, IRIS, and birth to three, as well as mental health care and substance abuse disorder rehabilitation services. Citizen Action says federal funding contributes 60% of the state's $11 billion Medicaid budget. The cuts are a part of the One Big Beautiful Bill. It was approved by the House and is now being considered by the Senate. Updated reports from the Department of Tourism show Wisconsin had its best ever year for tourism. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
Governor Tony Evers announced Tuesday that tourism generated a record $25.8 billion in impact in 2024, surpassing the previous record of $25 billion in 2023. More than 114 million people visited the state last year, and that puts the state back to equivalent visits from before the pandemic hit in 2019. Direct total tourism revenue for the state was $1.7 billion, and over 180,000 jobs were supported through all those visits. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than $10 million has been announced to bolster Wisconsin's workforce. Sean Maloney has the details.
The governor's office says 10 regional workforce development organizations will receive grants through the Worker Advancement Initiative. The WAI has been in place since 2021 to assist people whose jobs have not come back since the pandemic, as well as those who were not attached to or were not successful in the labor market prior to the pandemic. The funding is projected to help more than 1,400 Wisconsinites find or improve their employment through paid work-based learning and classroom training. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Health experts in Wisconsin are pushing for expanded screening for a common newborn infection. UW Health Kids pediatrician Dr. Elizabeth Goetz says cytomegalovirus can pass from expecting moms to the fetus.
The problem with diagnosing this virus is kind of twofold. Number one, most babies don't have symptoms. And number two, we have to catch it in the first 21 days. So we think if we can make an effort to expand screening to those populations, that we may have a better chance of identifying babies early.
In 10% of kids infected with CMV, hearing loss or more serious developmental delays can occur. The Milwaukee Brewers will host Pride Night Thursday at American Family Field. Bob Haig tells us more.
The ball club partners with Aurora Healthcare for a Pride Night game against the St. Louis Cardinals. The event features vendors, music, and themed merchandise aiming to promote inclusivity and aligning with the Brewers' commitment to diversity. All fans in attendance are invited to embrace the LGBTQIA+ community. The Los Angeles Dodgers hosted the first Pride Night in 2000. Pride has become a contentious issue in professional sports, although the Texas Rangers are again the only MLB team not to host an event in the 2025 season. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.